Ava, are you there?
I am so here. Are you guys making fun of me? I know who you are. I know what you're wearing right now.
She does.
What
she
are we wearing? What am I wearing, Ava?
You're wearing like a... I don't want to embarrass you.
Exactly.
She's
underdressed. She's underdressed, Ava. She should have dressed up for you, even though you're on the phone. She should have dressed up.
It's a lesson learned.
How are you guys? I'm so happy to be here.
We're happy to have you here. You're involved with McHappy Day. We love that. It's a great charity. Mm. And we love the fact that you are enjoying Sydney so much. Is it true that your children to keep their Australian accents? Is that true?
It's so cute. It's killing me. They just have these little, and I don't know if you guys have kids, but like you can't, my kids anyway, you can't really tell them you love something because my kids will just stop doing it. Sometimes they'll be like, so I kind of have to ignore it, but I really want them to stick with this little Aussie twang. They're working out. It's so cute.
You know what? That's good because my daughters, they've basically got American accents. They watch so much American content.
Oh,
so
sorry about that.
The fact that you love the Australian accent, I need to them to know that.
Absolutely. But it's cool. Yeah. Hey, Ava, can I ask you? I was just doing a little bit of reading and I read, the first thing I saw was that you had said that you only decided to have children once you fell in love with Ryan, which is just such a beautiful thing. And then he said that the only quality he looks for in a woman is that she's Ava Mendez. I mean, like, honestly, if anyone doubts the power of love or that love is real, that is just reinstated everyone's faith. Can that be real, though? Do you two genuinely feel that strongly about each other?
No. No, of course. And I know that, like, you know, trolling each other could be fun, but that's just not our vibe. Like, I'm just so crazy about him. And obviously, like, he's just, you know, he's all the feels all the time. And that's the truth.
Has it not faded over time? Because I'm a newly-ish
single.
Get stronger.
See, how do you make that happen, though? Like, what do you do to make sure it gets stronger? Do you have to work at it, or is it just natural?
You shack up with Ryan Gosling, and then it just gets stronger.
Yeah, well, honey, you ruined that for everyone else.
No, you are. Look, it's a beautiful thing.
It is so nice.
Do you feel the pressure, though, Ava, about, you know, people think you've got the perfect relationship? If you did break up, it would break the hearts of millions of people. Do you ever think about that?
Oh, I don't care about other people when it comes to my relationship. I only care about other people on days like this where I get to celebrate, you know, McHappy Day tomorrow. I get to be here with the Ronald McDonald House Charities. And I was the ambassador for 2020, but everything was via Zoom. I don't know if you guys remember 2020.
Yes, of course.
A couple things went down. Anyway, so I'm here with the children today, and I'm celebrating McHappy Day tomorrow. You can pick up your silly socks for $2. Or I don't know if silly socks is $2. I might have just started a rumor. Or you can pick up your helping hand. But if you get a Big Mac, and you should, it's your splurge day tomorrow. I give you permission.
Get
$2 from every Big Mac goes to the charity. And, of course, you can donate online. And it's just an amazing organization that I have personal experience with. And I can't say more about it. Keeping families together is always my goal in life. But imagine when you're going through something as horrific as a treatment for a sick child, families must stay together. So,
that's what I love about it, Ava, is that they actually look after. And I was there a couple of weeks ago dropping some stuff in because they do, if anyone's listening as well as support via Ronald McDonald House and McHappy Day, you can actually go and drop by cookies or I drop by some baby singlets or different things. But they take
so
care
cool.
of siblings. They actually look after.
They take care
often,
of siblings.
Yeah, it's the kids who, if a parent has a sick child, all their attention and focus is on them generally because it has to be.
Exactly.
And brothers and sisters can really fall through a little bit, but it allows them to still be there, which is so beautiful.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, that is a wonderful thing. There's no doubt about that. So you've got have you got a few months left in Sydney? Or like, is there any chance?
We're here for a while. We love it.
Would you buy a property here? Any chance this could become your second home or not?
Sure, great, cool. It's just, you guys are just so dang far. You're so far from my mom.
Yeah, that's a
hard
one.
My only thing is I miss my mom so much. But sure. You want to start looking for a spot for us?
Yeah, we are, absolutely. Do you have many friends, Ava? Like, do you? I'm not really big in the market for friends. Like, I'm so busy.
She wants to be a friend,
Ava. No, I'm just saying, I live in Sydney. I live close to where you guys are. I've got a 4-year-old. Like, if you ever wanted to hang, like, I'd be so happy.
That's really sweet.
It's okay.
Serious.
I'd probably avoid your calls anyway. I'm a bit of a loner.
You know where my mind went to? First of all, they told me I have to wrap it up. But then my mind went to, like, I have a 6 and an 8-year-old girl, and they would be like, oh my God, he's such a baby. You know how they are at this age.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
True.
That is a very sweet thing. Look, I think parents, and especially moms, need to support each other. So I hope you weren't joking, because I take that as that's a beautiful thing.
She's not joking.
I know where you live. See you tomorrow.
Good on you, Ava.
See you, lovely.
Ava Mendez, thank you so much. McHappy Day is tomorrow.